This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said there are 91 cases so far of Indian nationals who were recruited into the Russian army. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha, Dr. Jaishankar said 8 of them have unfortunately passed away and 14 of them have been discharged. He informed that 69 Indian citizens are awaiting release from the Russian army. The minister stressed that India takes this issue very seriously. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will be on a 3-day official visit to the Maldives beginning today. The visit aims to strengthen the close partnership between the two countries and explore new opportunities to enhance the bilateral relationship further. The visit follows the recent visit of the President of the Maldives, Mohamed Muizu, to India for the swearing-in ceremony of the new Cabinet and Council of Ministers in June this year. The Maldives is a key maritime neighbour to India and holds a strategic position in the Indian Ocean. It has been considered an essential partner in India's neighbourhood first policy and its security and growth for all in the region, Sagar Vision. Dr. Jaishankar's trip is expected to focus on enhancing this partnership, exploring new avenues for cooperation and addressing concerns that have surfaced in the past year. BJP MPs from the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha belonging to ST and SC communities met with Prime Minister Narendra Modi at Parliament House today. The MPs jointly submitted a memorandum regarding the Supreme Court's observation on the creamy layer for SC and ST. Talking to media following the meeting, BJP MP Bhola Singh said they demanded that this decision should not be implemented. He said the Prime Minister assured them that this is just an observation of the apex court. The Lok Sabha today congratulated Neeraj Chopra for clinching the silver medal in javelin throw and the Indian hockey team for bagging the bronze medal in Paris Olympics. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said these historic wins will definitely inspire the youth. The House paid tributes to Mahatma Gandhi and freedom fighters on the occasion of the anniversary of the Quit India movement. The Lok Sabha Speaker also made an obituary reference to the passing away of former Lok Sabha members Iqbal Ahmed Saradgi, Kamal Chaudhary and Ramesh Rathore. On the anniversary of the Quit India movement today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid homage to those who participated in the movement led by Mahatma Gandhi. In a social media post, the Prime Minister described the Quit India movement as a watershed moment in the freedom struggle. Sharing his thoughts through a video message on the occasion, Mr. Modi also highlighted the movement's significant role in India's struggle for independence from colonial rule. Mr. Modi also changed his profile picture on his social media handles to tricolour ahead of Independence Day. As a part of its nationwide campaign, Har Ghar Tiranga, Bharatiya Janata Party will hold Tiranga Yatra events in every assembly constituency from the 11th to the 13th of August. In a statement, BJP National General Secretary Tarun Chugh informed that floral tributes and garlands will be presented to freedom fighters and at war memorials nationwide from the 12th to the 14th of August. He said on the 14th of August, Partition Remembrance Day will be observed in all districts, including a silent march. The Election Commission of India, ECI, headed by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Dr. S.S. Sandhu, is on a 2-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir to oversee poll preparations for assembly elections in the Union Territory. The ECI team engaged in extensive deliberations yesterday with various stakeholders, including representatives from national and state-recognized political parties, to solicit valuable insights and understand their concerns to foster their active involvement in the electoral process. Earlier, the ECI reviewed poll preparedness with district election officers and superintendents of police to deliberate on administrative and security arrangements crucial to the conduct of elections. The Supreme Court today granted bail to Aam Aadmi Party leader Manish Sisodia in the excise policy irregularities case. The Supreme Court said Sisodia was in custody for 17 months and trial had not yet commenced. This deprives his right to speedy trial. The court granted bail in both ED and CBI cases. At the Paris Olympics 2024, Indian athletes will be in action in wrestling, golf and athletics today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.